Thank God. So we've been doing Wednesday nights for almost 5 years now. We started the fall of 2012, and we've been speaking on faith and healing, and those for that amount of time, and that's what we're going to keep doing. But we're going to hit some things that we've hit before, but it's been a long time now. We touch on certain things as we go, but we're going to actually teach on some of these things again. And a number of people were not here then, and it's good, and you're at a different place than you were. I'm in a different place, and the word is good, and I believe we're just going to keep coming up. You know, was that, I don't know if it was Sunday, probably in the Sundays past, past few weeks. You know, I mentioned that people are looking for something new a lot of times. They want to hear something new. And they think, thing is, we need to get the word. And so many times it's just, we want to learn and grow, but we want to get the word, especially in the fundamentals, down. You know, you want to get solid in what it takes to live life. And we don't always need to. You just used this example before, but you know, the way you learn in school, a lot of times, you know, I like math, take math for example, but really in any area, you'll hear some, they'll teach you, but then they don't, when you're in school, you don't just get a lesson and then the next day it's completely different, completely new, and then they never touch on that other thing again. It's not like that. In fact, when you go through the grades, you learn something, and then you come back, you go through it little by little by little, and then you come back, and what's the first thing you do when you go back, when kids go back in the fall? What do? They review what they went over the last year. You go over the stuff that you were supposed to have gotten, and then you start going forward. And you fill in blanks as you go, right? Well, that's the way it is spiritually. Just because we've heard something doesn't mean we know it. And we want to we're different. We're different now than we were when we hear different things, when we've heard things in the past. And the Holy Spirit quickens things to us. I mean, there's certain CDs I have in my car that I've listened to a lot. You know, the Word of God never gets old. You know how the things of the world get old. You know, you can watch a movie or you can read a book. I mean, some people read books, same book every year or whatever. That's okay. But music, it'll get old. I remember growing up as a teenager, you know, music is big to teenagers. And you're listening to a song. Now with music, but even then, there's song, you'd get a new song that you really like, and it's like, man, this is awesome. This is the best ever. And you just, me, I would have a tendency to do this. I just listen to it over and over to what? I get tired of it. I would overdo it. But I would get tired of it. And I'm telling you, there are songs I have, just music. I don't have a whole lot of music on my iPhone, but I listen to it all the time. Over and over, and it's all based on the word. It never gets old. Yeah. I've been listening to it for 20 years. I started 20 years ago. I was at my computer with the CD player in the computer, you know, with my headphones in there. And you could rip CDs and rip them to MP3s at that point, but didn't much. I had the physical CDs and I'd put them in, and when I switch out the CDs, I had them there. And then now, and I just have them on my phone. But it's the same songs. But they're full of the word. The word doesn't get old. So we're going to talk about how faith comes. how faith comes. So let's turn over to Romans 10:17, and let's look at Romans 10:17, and let's look at Hebrews 11:6. Romans 10:17 and Hebrews 11:6. Let's start there. Romans 10:17. We've been actually hitting those verses several times on Sundays recently, and even on Wednesdays a little bit. Because there's a lot there. And when you're talking about faith, there's some really good things there. Romans 10:17 and Hebrews 11:6. Everybody there? So Romans 10, verse 17, it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We did talk about this a little bit on Sunday not too long ago. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or hearing the word of God. So it's meaning that you're hearing God's word here. Faith comes by hearing. It's not just anything. It's the word of God that you're hearing. Now, hold your finger there. I think we'll come back and go over to Hebrews 11:6, which you should have already found. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's impossible to please God without faith. So I know some people have kind of tried to do away with faith, maybe not inadvertently, but you know, last several years, it's like, I don't know why people just, it's just the human tendency, again, I guess they go in one ditch or they go in the other, but faith, there was an emphasis on faith for a while. And in recent times, it's almost like faith is bad. Because people won't say that. But, like, somehow it's works if you talk about having faith. Don't talk about that. Just basically, it's all up to God. Well, we've talked about that. It's not all up to God. If it were up to God, everything would be done because he's perfect. It's not. We have a part to play, and we're the ones walking on this earth. Well, how are you going to receive what God has done? It's going to be by faith. How do you receive anything that God has done? It's going to be by faith. So, faith is a big deal. We talk about it a lot because the Bible talks about it a lot. It does throughout the Word. So the first part of it, that verse is, without faith it's impossible to please him. So if God demands that we have faith when it's impossible for us to have faith, then we have a right to challenge his justice. But if he places within our hands the means whereby faith can be produced, then the responsibility rests with us, whether or not we have faith. So if God demands faith, it just said, it's without faith, it's impossible to please him, right? Well, if it's impossible for us to have faith, then God's unjust. If he set us up so that to please him we have to have faith, but we can't have faith, then he's wrong, and he's never wrong. If he has put in our hands the means whereby we can obtain faith, then who's it up to whether or not we have faith? It's up to us. It's the hearer. We We need to do something with what we have heard. And here's the thing with God. Notice what it said in Hebrews 11. It says, so he that comes to him, lost my place here, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe what? That he is. That's the first step. You know, some people don't believe he is. How are you going to call on somebody when you don't believe he is? He's not there. So they're not going to believe that he is. He's not a God. Well, you're not going to call on a God if you don't believe him. So you got to believe he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Notice this. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Here's the thing with God. If we will act on what we do know, with the faith that we do have. You say, I don't have any faith. Well, then you're not a believer. Who ever heard of a believer that doesn't believe? See, to believe is to use your faith. You're believing. That means you have faith in something. No, we have faith. And here's the thing. We have more faith than we believe we have. But like we've been talking about on Sundays, we need to use. We need to act on the word. It's not hearing. See, this is the thing. This is a deception. We think we just need to hear. You need to hear. You need to have the water, the washing of the water by the word. You do. But you, hearing is not all there is to it. There is a time when you've heard, faith is there, and we need to act. But if you listen to the wrong thing, you think, I don't have any faith. No, you have faith. We need to act on it, and then we need to stick to it when it doesn't look like the faith is doing anything. And when we do that, then we're walking by faith and not by sight, and that's when things happen. If we walk by feelings, if we walk by what we see, we're going to be defeated. But here's the thing with God. It's exactly like the scripture says. Those who come to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if we act on what we have today, you say, well, I'm not as far as so-and-so. Well, that's true of everybody on the earth, except for one person. I suppose. Maybe there's a few that are equal. I mean, literally, there's somebody that's, I guess, the strongest in faith at any given time in certain areas, because you can be strong in faith in one area and not be strong in faith in another area. Did you know that? Yeah. You know what determines that? How much word you have chosen that you've heard and you've believed. So you can be real strong in one area and not strong. So I doubt there's just one person that's the pinnacle of faith on earth. But in any case, even if that were true, everybody else has somebody that's further than them. What's the point of talking about who's arrived? Because nobody's arrived. So the thing is, where are we at and what are we believing? And are we acting on what we have? And here's the thing. As we believe and act on what we have, we'll get more. God will direct you, and God, if you will listen, and faith comes by hearing. Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. As you hear, and you decide to do, and you hear, and you'll see more. There are things that you can't see right now, but we haven't walked out what we know now. And as you walk things out, then when you hear the word, you see it different. That's why, like we started out saying, you'll hear something that you heard maybe a year ago, but you hear it now, it'll hit you different. You're like, oh, well, I see that. You've grown. You're further. God brings us up, and he's so faithful and just to do it. You don't have to worry about you don't have to try real hard to get there. If we'll do what's in front of us today and just start walking and stay in the Word, come to church, be under the anointing, put ourselves in a position to receive. Let me ask you a question. So, if you're under the sun, if you're out in the sun, your skin is exposed to the sun. Let's just use this as an example. Don't raise your hand. But if you've ever been in a tanning booth, I know it's like a dirty word out here. It's not good for you. I'm not saying it would. I have been. It's a long time ago, but I have been. But if you're in a tanning booth, or you could just say it under the sun, but we'll use this example. You go there. Why do people go to a tanning booth? Why? They want to get a tan. Let me ask you a question. If a person is laying in the tanning booth, and they give you these little plastic, I don't know what they do now. This was a long time ago. But they give you little plastic things that you put over your eyes, and they cover your eyelid, but that's it. And then they have a little plastic thing that went over your nose, and then it cover your eyelid. So that the only part, I mean, you might have this little thing here, but really, it's to cover your eyelids because you don't see your eyelids a lot, you know, except when you're blinking. And so then that's the only part that's covered. But you put that over, and they sit there, and they lay there, and what do? Well, they start the timer. And what does the person that's laying on the tanning bed do? They just lay there, right? They run a marathon while they're laying on the... Go read a bunch of... I mean, you can't even read. You can't do anything. You just sit there. It's a total waste of time, but you're just laying there.
Pray in tongues.
Could pray in tongues, that's true. But what are you doing? What are you doing to help you get a tan, you personally?
Nothing.
You're just there. You showing up and getting on the tan in the tanning bed, that's what you did. And then when you come out, and after a little bit of time, you know, your skin adjusts, hopefully you look more tan than when you walked in. It doesn't always work that way. You know, you could be red after you come in or whatever. You know, you fall asleep on the tanning bed. That's a bad thing. That's why they have the timers. But you're supposed to come out and you're supposed to have a tan, but all you did is put yourself in a position, right? You didn't do anything. Well, the Word of God is like that we need to put ourselves in a position, and by you putting yourself in a position, now you have to, this is where the analogy is different, you have to cooperate with God. If you do nothing with what comes in, then you're not being a doer of the word, and that's what we're talking about on Sundays. Here's the thing, though. If we'll just do at the level that we are, when we've heard the word, and just act on that, you will be in a position, you will have to put down your flesh, you'll have to do that, but you'll get more. You'll get further. And if you'll just keep putting yourself in the position, you'll change. Now, you have to cooperate, but it's not like strenuous. That's the thing. You will grow, and it's not like you're working real hard on it. All you're doing is taking these incremental steps. Different night. Amen. Like we talked about school again. See, people are looking, they look at like somebody doing calculus as a senior in high school, and if you're second grade, number one, you don't know what calculus is, and you don't care what calculus is. But, you know, in general, some people could have struggled in school, but for most people, and likely your recollection of going through school, going from one step to the other isn't super strenuous. Going from first grade to second grade isn't a shock. Going from second grade to third grade isn't a shock. Shouldn't be. I don't know, maybe you had a different experience. Like I said, some of you can have different experiences. We're not talking about those. Generally, the kids come into third grade, they leave, and they're going to fourth grade. And they're further, and they're ready to go. And they go into fifth grade, and they come out, and they're ready to go sixth. Now, you hit middle school, it's a little bit of adjustment there, but you're going to go to the next, you're ready to go to the next step. Right?
Yep.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be with God. You're not supposed to, it's not, we don't, so many times we're trying to leap. It's like if I were trying to leap into that last row of chairs. I can't do that. I could climb over each one, though, without that much problem, and I definitely could just walk down the aisle without any problem. So, we're talking about faith comes by hearing. We just scratched the surface. We didn't have much time to begin with. But faith, God, it's impossible to please God without faith. But that shouldn't come as a, oh, great. It should be, well, how is faith coming? It's going to come by hearing the word. It's going to come by hearing what God has said. Well, what do? We put ourselves in position to hear. We do something. If you do something with what you have heard and act with that faith, we will get further and we'll grow, and then we'll come back and we'll hear more and we're like, wow, that makes sense, and I'm further, and I go out and I exercise a little bit and I come back and I just keep growing. And it's the same thing as the first grader going to second grade going to third grade. It's not supposed to be like, oh, I mean, have you ever, I haven't, maybe you have, a first grader going to second grade, oh man. They might have some anxiety about going into the second grade, but you know what? They're ready. It's really the natural progression. They're ready to go. Well, we ought to just go from step to step and just be, we put ourselves in front of the Word. That's why it's important to read your Bible. Should be about every day. Don't get legalistic. You skip a day, just pick it up. But you ought, why is that important? Because you're putting yourself in front of the word. How does faith come?
By hearing.
Well, when you're reading, what's your mind doing? I mean, you're hearing it. You're seeing it. You're hearing it. You can read it out loud. A lot of times we'll do that. Read it out loud. It's a very good thing to do because you are hearing it. You're making more senses are becoming engaged. Well, that's so important. I mean, I read through the New Testament continually. Well, when I go through it, every time you go through it, there's just different things God will pull out. And you're further and you see things and you just keep growing. Well, how is faith coming? It's coming by His Word. How are we growing? We're going to grow little by little. See, so many times we want to just take a leap and I want to be so much further than I was. Well, when you watch a child grow and you're living with them or you're with them, you can't even see it. But I mean, even when I've gone off on trips for a week or a few days and come back and you look at your kids, you're like, just being away from them that long, you can see some difference. And if you haven't seen somebody for 3 months, 6 months, you totally see it. But when we live with ourselves or like you live with those kids, you can't see it. But if we'll just do what the Word of God says to do and just put ourselves, make ourselves available, put the Word before us, faith is going to come. Now we have a choice whether we're going to act with the faith. If we act on the faith, we're going to get more, we're going to see more, we're going to exercise, and we're going to be further. And you may think, I'm not changing, but you look back a year and you're saying, I used to think like that, and that was just a year ago. 5 years ago, you hardly recognized yourself. 10 years, you're like, who is that? How does that happen? Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Now you have to exercise faith by what you do. But that we're going to get into that and go through why it's important, how faith comes, and we're going to talk about that and get into it. You know, this was just a flyover introduction, barely scratched the surface, but God is so good.
Very good.
Isn't it just good to know that if we'll just get under the Bible calls the word light. You know, like we were talking about, being under a tanning booth or being under the sun, you're in that light and you're hearing the word, it's going to change. We're going to get further.
Amen.
That's so good. It's so good to know.